2 weeks ago, a ransomware attack disrupted Indianapolis-based Eskenazi Health, and the hospital is still bringing its systems back online. These kinds of cyber attacks against healthcare facilities are becoming more frequent and more severe. Side Effects reporter Carter Barrett speaks with colleague Lauren Bavis about the real-world implications of these kinds of attacks.
What do we know about the ransomware attack against Eskenazi Hospital?
Well, Lauren, we know that on August 4th, Eskenazi Hospital experienced a ransom attack really early in the morning, and it halted the access to the electronic medical records and required ambulances to actually bypass the hospital. So they went on what's called diversion. And now, you know, nearly 2 weeks later, the hospital's still recovering, but the electronic medical records are back online. That's according to a hospital spokesperson.
And ransomware attack, what does that mean? And what are these bad actors threatening?
Yeah, a ransomware attack is when hackers will work their way into hospital systems and then take over data or systems and say that they need to be paid in order for the hospital to retrieve those systems or data. And I think Steve Long, which is CEO of Hancock Regional Hospital, and they experienced a ransomware attack in 2018. I think he put it really well.
It's as if somebody walked into your house, found the place where you keep your valuables, and put a padlock on the door that you can't get through without their key. So it never left your house, and yet you don't have access to it.
And the threat is that if the hospital does not pay the ransom, that they won't have their systems back. And if they don't have a backup of their systems, then they have the potential to be gone. Or sometimes if the hospital does have backups, the hackers will say, well, we have downloaded patient records and will threaten to sell them online illegally. And patient records obviously contain a lot of sensitive information. And so that's a tough spot for hospitals.
How common are these attacks?
Well, increasingly common. And a lot of them we never hear about publicly. And so some data points to that last year there were 26.7 million individuals impacted by healthcare data breaches. And here now in August, we've actually reached that same amount. So we are obviously on pace to exceed 26.7 million individuals. And, you know, according to the FBI and the American Hospital Association, this is happening more and more. And the attacks are more severe when they do happen.
Do we know anything about why hospitals are a target?
Yeah. So here's John Rigi, who's in charge of cybersecurity for the American Hospital Association.
They're being attacked because they know that public health and safety depends upon the availability of a hospital and therefore creates an exigency and urgency for the hospitals to remediate the situation. And unfortunately, that may include payment of ransom.
So basically, hospitals are a prime target.
How is the government talking about ransomware attacks?
Yeah, I mean, recently the Biden administration actually elevated ransomware attacks to a similar level as terrorist attacks. And so it's definitely become a priority. You know, we're hearing about it more and more often where bad actors from maybe Russia, North Korea are carrying out these attacks.
Is there anything normal people can do to protect themselves?
From the people I spoke to, there's not a lot. But what you can do, which is already good advice in general, is to have hard copy records of your medical history. So if systems do go down in a hospital when you're needing care, or a hospital loses access to these files forever, you will have your own copy.
Thank you so much, Carter, for breaking this down.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lauren.